Hello, and welcome to the Wordplay Podcast.
We're Leon and Zoe, and we run the radio drama making workshop alongside many more fun audio projects.
This podcast is the place where you can hear what we've been up to and who's been in front of our microphones.
So welcome along, everybody, to the first ever Wordplay podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so we've been working on Wordplay for about 6 months now, starting off with our radio drama making workshops, which we'll be speaking about in a little bit. And we also now run podcast training and other kind of fun and interesting radio projects, all helping you get behind the microphone.
We felt a bit silly working on podcast projects for other people without actually having one of our own. So here it is, the Wordplay podcast, the place where you can hear where our pop-up studio has been, highlights from previous workshops, and perhaps even the odd interview.
We experimented with some cool radio sounds, really got to know what it was like to be behind the microphone.
I'm trying to enjoy my fish and chips.
What's on the TV?
So we've got...
Part that I loved about the recording is the fact that it was so intense.
Okay, what's this? Oh, this is cool. A comedian.
There you heard a few people talking about their experiences on the workshop. The radio drama making workshop challenges participants against the clock to script, perform, and then broadcast their very own live short radio play.
And as with any good challenge, there are some challenge requirements, and in this case, items as well. Each group that takes part in the workshop will get a box containing four or five small objects, and these must feature in their play one way or another.
Here's BB telling us about the items that she received at a workshop just the other day.
We had to include a pink car, an old-fashioned pink car, a card saying the disastrous birthday, and a island and a magnet with friends on.
The workshop is split into two parts. We spend just over an hour with the team scripting and getting their ideas onto paper, and within that time, they get introduced to the Wordplay pop-up radio studio. This is where they can rehearse and experiment with the microphones.
A big part of the challenge, as well as acting on the microphones, is bringing the dramas to life using real-time physical special effects, a bit like a Foley artist in the film industry. We have a selection of bells, vegetables, scrap metal, and a bucket that gets used creatively on air.
And once the rehearsals are out of the way, the scripting pencils are thrown down and the headphones are picked up.
We then all crowd around the radio, hearing the live broadcast from each play, with the teams taking it in turns to perform in the studio. Parents, friends and pets also tune into the event as we broadcast live to the world online.
Get on the radio with Wordplay, the radio drama making workshop.
Users looking for live drama, stop now because you've found it.
So just last weekend, we went to Village Books, the bookshop in Dulwich, run by Julian and Hazel, and set up our pop-up studio and ran two sessions of Wordplay radio drama making workshops.
Yeah, and there were six plays in total, the first being The Cake Factory, written by Polly and Rue.
And then it was A Disastrous Californian Holiday by Sky, BB, Eva and Rosa.
Next was Came In Like a Wrecking Ball by Sophia, Leon...
Not me, another Leon.
Fleur and Jeannie.
Then The Creepy Neighbours by Erin and Maya.
Up next was At Least I Got a Barbie Phone, written by Polly, Sophie, Maddie and Maggie.
And the last play of the day was The Mysterious Upper Deck by Asha, Hazel, Esme, Megan and Karis. So there were six great plays made that day and we had lots of favourite bits ourselves and the participants. So we had a bit of a think about what they were.
Yeah, and up first, Jeannie, who starred in Came In Like a Wrecking Ball, had a particular part in her play that she really enjoyed.
My favourite bit in the play must be where the detective comes out and catches Miley Cyrus in the act, stealing her fluffykins.
And so that you can hear Miley Cyrus being caught in the act, here's a clip of that play, also starring Sophia, Leon, the other Leon, and Fleur.
Suddenly, Miley Cyrus, hidden by a red glove, grabs the cat and stuffs it in a bag.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
At At the seaside, the cats are in a bag.
Oh, I could completely understand why that's Jeannie's favourite bit. So now, Zoe, you were there the whole day. Heard all the plays, I believe. What was your favourite bit?
Yeah, so my favourite bit would probably have to be in one of the first plays of the morning, and that was The Cake Factory, where Polly and Rue are performing as husband and wife, and they're dancing on the street. So here it is.
Breaking out into song and dance, they found themselves in front of hundreds of people. We have now earned enough money to buy a beautiful house by a lake. Hooray!
Hooray indeed. So that was The Cake Factory, performed by Polly and Rue. So Leon, what was your favourite bit?
So I particularly liked this part in one of the afternoon plays called At Least I Got a Barbie Phone. And it's towards the end of the play where the character playing the very strange woman, the Barbie phone lady, gets particularly angry.
You stole my Barbie phone. I am a woman. You will not mess with me.
Sorry, kid.
Huh? Kid? You'll address me as Honey Pie.
Duh. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. So I think, Leon, from now on, you're going to have to address me as Honey Pie.
No problem. Yep, I'll do that. Yeah, next time. Yeah.
Good. As we mentioned earlier, the plays really come to life when the sound effects are introduced. So that's what we're going to talk about next. So Leon, what was your favourite sound effect?
So my favourite sound effect during the day came in a play which used, I guess, quite subtle sound effects. It's worth bearing in mind that they're all live. So some of the people, especially in these sound effects, were doing them kind of like while speaking. They were leaning over and moving items around. And in this example, in a play called The Creepy Neighbours, you can hear a key being found under a plant pot and then somebody opening a gate whilst the actors are still speaking. Take a listen to this one.
The girls crept out of the house, grabbed the neighbour's spare key from under the flower pot and opened the gate.
Fairly subtle sound effects, but sound effects nonetheless. Zoe, what was your favourite sound effect item during the day at Fiddage Books?
Well, my favourite sound effect isn't as subtle as your one. It involves a straw, a bowl and some water. A little bit morbid, but here is a cat being drowned by Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is drowning the cats. When Detective Alibi finally spends all her money.
Hiya! Do you like these new pantaloons? Oh!
Great drowning sounds, and brilliant to hear the word pantaloons on the radio.
Fantastic word.
Now, we're aware that we just played five clips of radio dramas there, but not the whole things. But if you did want to listen to the full plays, it's very simple.
All you've got to do is head over to our website, www.wordplayeducation.co.uk, and click on the Hear the Plays link at the top to hear the plays.
You should definitely do that. And coming at the end of the podcast, we're going to be playing out the complete version of our favourite or slash pick of the plays selection for the Village Books edition of Wordplay Workshop. But before we do that, we went back to Village Books and met up with Hazel, one of the owners of the shop, to talk about the day.
I'm Hazel Broadfoot. I'm one of the owners of Village Books in Dulwich, and it's an independent bookshop that has been in operation for 90 years. The bookshop is owned by me and my business partner, Julian Toland, and we bought it nearly 20 years ago, so we're celebrating 20 years in the business this year. We did two workshops. We had a nice separate space upstairs and the children went upstairs and I could hear that they were having fantastic fun from the amount of laughter that was coming downstairs. And their parents hung around the shop and bought some books and chatted outside, and it was really easy. It was a really easy thing to do and it was great fun. We absolutely had to have refreshments, so I baked some of Nigella Lawson's best brownies. So we had a nice picnic going upstairs and everything was really easy to set up. And I think the only tricky thing was getting the wire out of the window, but we managed to climb onto the balcony from the coffee shop next door and lowered everything down and it all went swimmingly. We got really good feedback after the events about how much the children had enjoyed them and are desperate for us to run some more.
You are tuned into Wordplay Radio.
I can't help it. Sorry.
Maggie didn't say it. Before we choose our pick of the wordplay for this episode of the podcast, Here's a bit of information as to how you can get in touch if you want to take up the Wordplay Challenge yourself or want to be involved in one of our projects.
Head on over to our website, www.